I'd like to kind of get your algorithm for management of metastatic disease, particularly related to the use of chemotherapy, and sort of see how this all comes together. Let's start out with a common scenario of patient who is minimally symptomatic or asymptomatic, no extensive visceral disease, bone disease, for example, soft tissue disease, patients in their 60s, for example. Let's make it straightforward and say ER, PR negative, HER2 negative, and you want to treat the patient first in the face of prior adjuvant AC. How do you think that went through?
Okay. This scenario does simplify matters. So we're looking at first-line therapy for metastatic disease where hormonal agents are not relevant and where trastuzumab is not relevant. And the way that I think about this relates to a number of factors. I think clearly we're talking about choices of cytotoxic chemotherapeutic agents. And in thinking about this, I do think about what a patient has received previously in the adjuvant setting, if anything. Here the answer is anthracyclines. I do think about how long it's been since they've received anthracycline. In patients for whom the relapse-free interval is many years, it's not even unreasonable to consider coming back with anthracycline in that setting.
But before you got to get off that, what kind of anthracycline and how much of the prior dose makes you sort of change what you're doing?
Yeah, so at Memorial, in patients who have received anthracycline but not taxane, the vast majority will have received doxorubicin at 240 per meter squared in a sort of AC format. So certainly continuing naked doxorubicin, if you will, allows you only to really get to a cumulative dose of about 360 per meter squared, a couple of more doses where you're already beginning to worry about the increase of cardiac toxicity. In that scenario, I, many years ago, tended to lean more in the direction of adding desrazoxane, adding Zinicard to doxorubicin, continuing doxorubicin and monitoring cardiac function every two cycles or so. I've more recently been leaning in the direction of using liposomal doxorubicin or Doxil. I think the toxicity profile is more palatable for patients. Some patients have memories of nausea and hair loss in the adjuvant setting, and they're very happy to receive the kinder, gentler version of that drug.
What do we know about cardiac effects there?
Well, I think we have good high-level evidence-based medicine here. Here we have randomized phase 3 data showing less significant left ventricular dysfunction and congestive heart failure. So the desire to avoid this in your patient who has metastatic disease also would motivate the use of liposomal doxorubicin.